Did you watch the whole Taylor Swift thing on Saturday Night Live?
Of course. Please. Who do you think you're talking to? I'm a Swiftie from way back. I was on the whole Taylor Swift train a long time ago. And if you go to my Instagram page, you will see lots of pictures of me and Tay Tay, me and my buddy T Swift.
Yeah, I understand that. But did you watch the Saturday Night Live, her on Saturday Night Live?
Of course I watched it because Taylor was on. I loved the video when they made fun of the three virgin guys.
That was funny. And they brought her out.
Yep.
But, you know, I watch, it doesn't matter who is the musical guest. I will watch the first 30 seconds and make up my mind if I like them or not. And then fast forward. Ed Sheeran, I didn't even watch the whole Ed Sheeran. I watched 30 seconds of it when he's done a good job. Fast forward.
Right.
So I saw a couple of minutes. I probably lasted 45 minutes into Taylor Swift and said, well, she looks great. She's doing a great job. Good for her. So then I fast forwarded it and I kept going because when you hit fast forward, it goes 30 seconds.
Okay.
That's like fast forward. How long is this song?
Right.
Holy cow. And then to hear it was 10 minutes. That's a Meatloaf song.
Right. Well, I think that she made history. I think it was like 11 minutes. And that's no one's ever done one song on SNL for that long. Usually they do a song and then the show happens and they come back for a second song. She didn't do any of that. She did one song and she had her video going at the same time. But I went back and I watched the video. It's not really a video. It's a movie. It's like a short film.
It's longer than most movies.
But it was really good. You know, I don't know if you know, but Billie Eilish directs all of her own videos. She makes and directs all of her own videos. And that seems to be a thing now that a lot of, especially women, female pop artists, female artists are now starting to produce and write and direct their own videos that they also do the song for, which is so cool. So Taylor wrote and directed this video. But all right, so just rewind for one quick second. In case you don't know, Taylor Swift made lots of fantastic music for a very long time. And then she had a whole falling out with her manager, Scooter Braun. And the problem was that Scooter Braun owned her music and would not let her have it.
Mm-hmm.
So she sued him. She lost. So what she did instead is she re-released all of her music and added verses and added whole sections of the song so that she can call it Taylor's version.
Mm-hmm.
And that became like a big meme over the weekend. Everybody was posting everything that they were doing and just putting Taylor's version in parentheses. Like, I was out with some friends. I took a selfie and I wrote selfie Taylor's version.
Yeah.
You know, people were like, you know, hey, we're eating pizza, Taylor's version. So that was the whole thing all weekend. That was the big joke all weekend long. So, but her fans are really up in arms about this stuff because, so the video that she released is obviously a video about her relationship with Jake Gyllenhaal. That's what the song was about to begin with. And now she added a lot of verses that made people go, huh? So it's a great song. We all know this song, but she added some verses to it. And she has this one verse in particular. This is all new. Now listen to this next verse carefully. Okay, so that's one of the new verses, is that after she and Jake Gyllenhaal broke up, she tells the story that she was at a party and she was in the bathroom crying and some actress asked her, you know, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was just like, for some reason, they blame Jennifer Aniston. They're like, oh, it was Jennifer Aniston was at that party. So it must have been Jennifer Aniston. She's so nosy and she was all up in Taylor's business. And remember, Taylor at the time was like 19, 20. She was really young. When she dated Jake Gyllenhaal, they started dating when he was 28 and she was 19. So they broke up right before she turned 21. And one of the reasons why he said that she was too young for him, and that's what broke her heart. Mm-hmm. So she went to a party to try to, like, you know, have her life back. And what's so weird is everybody starts blaming Jennifer Aniston for being the actress in the bathroom who insensitively was like, hey, what are you crying about? Hey, what happened to
you,
bitch?
And we don't even know.
We do know.
Oh, we do know.
Listen, I'm telling you, I'm not a Swiftie by accident. I am well aware of all my Taylor Swift history stuff. When people started blaming Jennifer Aniston, I'd raise my hand. I was like, no, everybody, hello. It was Anne Hathaway, because Anne Hathaway talked about it in a Glamour magazine article years ago. Yes, after it happened, she talked about that Taylor Swift and Jake Gyllenhaal had broken up. She saw her at a party and they were in the bathroom chatting each other up. And that was, she was trying to make it seem like she was Taylor Swift adjacent, because that was Anne Hathaway getting tons of hate at the time. So she was like, wait, hang on. You need to love me. I was there to comfort Taylor Swift. So it was Anne Hathaway. And I will go to my grave with that.
This video was released 4 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's got 35 million views in four days.
Of course. It'll hit a billion, no problem.
4 days, 35. That's crazy.
Well, it's a short film, and it tells a story about not just a breakup, but this really famous breakup. And she adds a lot of detail that we did not know at the time,
mm-hmm.
that we supposed what happened. But she really goes back. You know, she's 31 now, so she goes back to when she was 21. So she goes back 10 years to when she was just turning 21, talking about what really happened in that relationship. So, you know, she's re-releasing the Red album, and of course she's re-released Dear John, which is a song about John Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nobody's safe. Jennifer Aniston was not safe, and people thought she was the actress in the bathroom. Jake Gyllenhaal is not safe. He actually had to come out today and say that he's been in hiding because this song came out and everyone's coming after him and he can't handle it. Well, they really are going after John Mayer. Because, as you know, Taylor Swift dated John Mayer, and that did not end well.
Mm.
And that's what the song Dear John is allegedly about. So Taylor Swift fans are 12 and they're 42. Do you know what I mean? Like, everybody loves Taylor Swift. No, nobody gets away with not loving Taylor Swift and not being a Swiftie. This is so great. This girl, Alondra, slides into John Mayer's DMs and writes, kill yourself, you ugly F. I hope you choke on something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then he doesn't respond. So she writes back, you know, answer me, you dick, or whatever she says, you know, answer me, you asshole, whatever. He decides that he's going to answer her. Now, he's been getting these sorts of messages all week long since she re-released Red, Taylor's version. This has all come back to the surface. So, I mean, he's getting a lot of hate.
Mm-hmm.
So he decides, you know what? I'm just going to pick somebody and I'm going to respond. So he responds and says, hi, Alondra, it's John. I've been getting so many messages like these the past couple of days. I decided to choose your message at random to reply to.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel free to screenshot, share in any way you'd like if you want. I'm not upset. I just tend to have a little curious mind and feel compelled to ask, do you really hope that I die? So, of course, she immediately, like, starts freaking out.
Mm.
Where's her response? So she starts freaking out. And she writes back, oh, my God, what? I don't want you to die. I'm sorry. And then she starts apologizing. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. And he's like, look, it's OK. I just want to understand.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fun thing people are doing without taking into account I might see it and be affected by it. She's like, yeah, I guess nobody really thought you would see it or answer because you're famous. So sorry. So sorry. And you know, whatever.
That's
she's
bullying.
Apologizing. Huh?
That's bullying.
Yeah. So she's apologizing like crazy.
Mm.
Well, you know, he released her name. And she then reposted it on TikTok, and everybody knows who she is. So now she's getting death threats.
Oh, my God. You gotta right. be kidding me.
She's the target now. John Mayer fan. Remember, John Mayer. John Mayer is on stage pretty much every night. He's on tour with the Grateful Dead. He basically replaced Jerry Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on tour with the Grateful Dead. So now the young Deadheads are all and all the, and
they
the John
don't
Mayer
have computers
fans.
Though.
I don't understand why they hate John Mayer after all this time. I mean, he dated a woman. It wasn't right between them. They broke up. You know, I mean, she got her heart broken. We think maybe she broke his heart.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't write about it as obviously. Maybe the next six ballads he wrote were all about his heartbreak over Taylor Swift. Why do we assume?
Maybe her body was a wonderland.
Right.
We don't know. And hey, look, it was a failed relationship, but you got a great song out of it.
Right.
So leave it at that and leave poor John Mayer alone. I guarantee she doesn't want anybody going after John Mayer.
Well, yeah. And the thing is, so it was the same. It was around the same time. It was a little bit before, I think. So he was 32 and she was 19. So she dated John Mayer first and then Jake Gyllenhaal afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I mean, when you're 19, I would say to the Taylor fans, if it wasn't for those experiences that she had at 19, you wouldn't get Red, 1989, Reputation, Lover. Mm. Like those albums would not exist if it wasn't for all that. So you should be like, thank you, John Mayer. Thank you for inspiring our Taylor to come up with the amazing music. And by the way, she's making more money than you, so fuck off.
But he didn't do anything. he's sitting there just by his phone. It's like ding, ding, ding. Yeah. What I do? I haven't done anything. Can I'm on the road with the Grateful Dead. They ain't got phones. They're not dinging me.
Right. Everyone's high. Then they don't even know they have a phone. They don't even know they have pockets.
Yeah, what I do now? And then he probably gets stuff from Jessica Simpson fans. He's like, come on.
Yeah.
Gets it from all angles. He's like, just I'm not dating anymore. It's just done.
I would say he gets it from Katy Perry fans, but does she have any anymore?
Yeah.
What happened to those
people?
No, I mean,
because Katy Perry fans are happy. She's happy now.
Right.
She's married and she's got a kid and she probably doesn't even think about him anymore.